content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Demi Arsenault from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Lion Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the May 2022 issue of Lion Magazine. We'll begin today with the President's message. Sow the seeds of peace. Dear Lions, I have never had much of a green thumb, but I know the importance of gardening. I know we will reap what we sow. And if we don't plant the seeds of kindness and love, we will not see the glow of peace. Every year we ask students to show us what peace means to them through our peace poster and essay contests, and the results never fail to astound me. They paint beautiful, vividly colored portraits of love and harmony, sharing and understanding. I'm encouraged by their vision of the potential of our world. And while all their versions of peace are different, there's one common thread. They all depict a universal connectedness. Peace is something that can only happen when we all recognize our universal connection. I am you, and you are me. I believe the world is capable of so much love and compassion. I believe the world can know peace, and it starts with helping one another. It starts with service. It starts with Lions. Lions, for all the love you bring to your communities and to the world, thank you for being the seed of peace. It is my greatest hope that each kindness we sow will reap another in return, and then another until we can all see as clear as day exactly how connected we are. And eventually, peace, not just as a concept, but as a reality, will grow everywhere in our world. Yours in service, Douglas X. Alexander, International President of Lions Clubs International. And we're going to go ahead and move over to our Global Service Department, beginning with a Kindness Matters Service Award winner, Paving a Pathway to Healing. When domestic abuse victims needed help, Lions were there. Now and again, kindness always matters as a Lion. The 2020 and 2021 Kindness Matters Service Award winners have been announced. As Lions, we believe that kindness is always in fashion. Lions and Leos are continually looking for ways to improve their community and the world around them, grounding every service project they do in the idea that all people thrive when shown kindness. The Kindness Matters Service Award, also known as the KMSA, was created to recognize innovative and creative service projects in one of the global cause areas that left a positive impact on their communities. One award winner, the Lichford Lions Club in England, showed their kindness by extending a helping hand to the most vulnerable at a time when help was scarce. When COVID-19 pandemic struck in 2020, Lions in Lichfield, England, got used to social distancing, but they didn't stop caring about those in need. It wasn't long into the pandemic before the effects of all the social isolation began to take a toll on the community. The Pathway Project, a local organization that provides support to adults and children affected by domestic and sexual abuse, needed help. When the pandemic broke out, there was a dramatic upsurge in the number of families, mostly women and children, who were affected by domestic abuse, says Lion John May. Numbers tripled. And to make matters worse, a number of the staff of Pathway Project were affected by COVID. The local councils could not refer the victims to where they would get proper support. While the basic accommodations were found for those in need, there was little other money available to help them with crucial needs such as food, clothing, appliances, and furniture. That's when the Lichfield Lions stepped in. They partnered with the Lichfield Talking News, which provides the blind and visually impaired with 20 hours a week of news, information, and entertainment on a USB stick to fill the growing need for these families. Both the Lions and the Talking News were already known and trusted in their community, so it was natural for those involved in supporting domestic abuse victims to turn to them for help. The Lions coordinated their efforts with Elaine Hutchings, a Lichfield resident who has a Facebook group called helping each other, Litchfield and surrounds. After discussions with Elaine, we took to providing the victims with essential white goods, mainly cookers and refrigerators, so that they could feed themselves, May says. They also donated beds purchased on Amazon after visits to several families revealed that children were sleeping on stone floors. To date, Lions have spent about £350, or $477, per family, and have helped about 90 families. But their money has run out, and May says they are desperately trying to raise more funds. Seeing that families are safe and cared for by their community is worth the effort. As the weeks have passed and they have begun to feel safer, many of them have started to have faith in life and have gratitude for what has been done for them, he says. For those living with domestic abuse, getting out is incredibly difficult. It's not only the material things they need, but also kindness, space to breathe and rest, and the knowledge that their community sees them and cares about them. That's what truly matters. The winning clubs represent all constitutional areas and show just how meaningful it is to be a Lion or a Leo. You can see a full list of the winners on the website at www.lionmagazine.org. And now we're going to move over to Italy and Romania with another Global Service article titled, When War Came, Lions Followed, Getting Aid to Those Who Needed It. When news hit in late February that Russia had attacked Ukraine, Lions in surrounding countries knew they had to act. Lions can't stand by without taking action, says Marina Sabini, a member of the Lions Club Asti, Storici Artisti e Prepististi in Asti, in Italy. And please forgive my pronunciation. This is what we were thinking, she says. But we waited a few days to understand how to best intervene and help where there was a real need. They also waited for Lions in Romania, who they had just partnered with, to bring back information. We wanted to know how and where to best help, says Sabini. Lions Club Emeritus Brasov in Brasov, Romania, had rented and was managing a facility to house a group of refugees made up of 62 women and children and 4 men who are fathers of children with serious health problems. The refugees, who had left with only what they could carry and with no idea of when or if they would be able to return home, were in desperate need of all sorts of resources for daily living, from eyeglasses to clothing to medicine and food. The 30-member Asti Club, along with the help of several other Italian clubs, began collecting the needed items, including 2,400 pairs of eyeglasses and sunglasses for adults and children, 1,284 kilograms, or nearly 3,000 pounds, of humanitarian aid consisting of medicine, personal hygiene products, winter clothing, blankets, toys, canned food, and cash donations. Lions packed a van with the donated items and traveled 3,780 kilometers, which is about 2,350 miles, to deliver the resources to the Lions in Romania. The volunteers stopped there for 2 days to get to know and talk to the refugees and to buy food vouchers that will be used for the next month, Sabini says. The center provides en-suite rooms for 4 people, a shared kitchen, a computer room for online classes, a game room, living room, and dining room. Romanian Lions are also assisting with providing medical care, psychological support, and also recreational and sports activities for the children. The visiting Lions from Asti soon learned that the center needed a refrigerator and 2 food processors, which they purchased and donated on the spot. Every day, it is necessary to feed around 70 people, including refugees and volunteers, which implies the need for a large and functional kitchen, Sabini says. The Lions also took time to meet the refugees and to play with the little ones. We brought some toys for the children, who welcomed us with hugs and affection, she says. We played with them for a long time, hoping to distract them for a few hours from their problems and from the distance from their country and their fathers. Sabini and described meeting the refugees as a strong and wonderful experience. She says everyone, whether they prepared packages, loaded the van, or traveled to deliver the donations and meet refugees in person, did so with hope that they would be able to provide meaningful hope to those refugees. We also realized how important and rewarding it is to help others, she says, and how much this fills your heart with joy. And finally, our last article from our Global Service Department, from Portugal, from Ukraine by bus to Portugal. Lions send help to women and children fleeing Russian invasion. Just weeks after Russia invaded Ukraine on February 4, 2022, the Braga Lions in Portugal knew they could not remain indifferent to daily reports of devastation and human suffering. Planning quickly and meticulously, in 3 weeks' time they sent a bus equipped with food, water, clothes, and medicines 4,000 kilometers or 2,485 miles to Ukraine. 44 women and children with their few personal items as well as their beloved pets boarded the bus headed back to Braga, where they were welcomed into safe houses and given food, clothing, and much-needed friendship. At the same time, the Braga Lions sent a truckload of essential items to Poland to assist the people still in Ukraine. Never has this motto, "We serve," made more sense, says PDG Paulo Rodriguez in Braga. Lions worked with the support of the Braga City Hall, a local transportation company, and a water treatment company. Nothing was left to chance, says Rodriguez of the bus trip. Only those with knowledge and skills that could help their guests, including a medical doctor and people trained in psychology, were allowed to accompany the Ukrainians on the trip. Meanwhile, in Krasnik, Poland, the Warsaw Arka Lions received the truck full of medicine and clothing from Braga at a warehouse donated by a man from Canada. There along the border, Lions collected goods from multiple countries, including Portugal, Lithuania, France, Canada, Denmark, and Poland. And with the help of non-Lions, exported the items to their Lion friends in Lviv and Kiev, Ukraine, to distribute further, says Lion Hanna Sobiech. Sobiech, second vice district governor in District 121, also runs the Lions Quest program in Poland. In mid-April, she said they were sending their fifth truckload of essentials to Ukraine. In Portugal, Rodriguez, an LCIF multiple district coordinator, says, "We could not have been more correct when we launched this challenge. At a moment of great crisis, great missions appear, and the Lions of Braga are proud. Their role has made a difference in this time of profound humanitarian crisis. We are pioneers." And next, we're going to move over to one of our feature articles entitled "Providing Compassionate Care and Comfort at the End of Life." Imagine someone you love is very sick and needs a comfortable space to feel cared for and manage his or her pain at the end of life. Hospice care helps loved ones when treatment can no longer cure or control a disease. An interdisciplinary team of doctors, nurses, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers work together to provide medical, emotional, and spiritual support in a private home setting, nursing home, or in an inpatient hospice unit. Typically, the person who is ill enters hospice care when he or she is expected to live for 6 months or less. Lions in Illinois recognize the importance of compassionate care and comfort to a family member at the end of life and the need to help families feel emotionally prepared for the death of a loved one. Unfortunately, at the Lightways Hospice and Serious Illness Care in Joliet, many families were on a waiting list for rooms. Eileen Gutierrez, Senior Director of Development and Communications at Lightways, says the inpatient hospice facility decided to expand and renovate their care facility from 16 rooms to 20 rooms because they wanted to serve their community and create more family-focused areas. The 8.5 million U.S. dollar renovation project started after the state of Illinois approved legislation to increase the size of inpatient hospice facilities in 2018. After years of supporting the facility with donated items such as alarm clocks, Lions of District 1BK in Illinois decided to expand their support, with 15 Lions clubs raising more than $10,000. To magnify their impact, the Lions turned to Lions Clubs International Foundation, also known as LCIF, for additional support. LCIF awarded a matching grant of $10,000, making the Lions of District 1BK total contribution to the project more than $20,000. Where there is a need, there is a lion, and we are banded together to help serve our community, says past District Governor John Joseph Hanoitis, the grant administrator. Service comes in many ways, and helping someone have peaceful and loving last moments is a true act of unselfish service to a fellow man. According to Honiotes, Lightways originally planned to use the donation to furnish one new room with a bed, sofa, and a reclining chair, but they quickly realized the grant funds also supported furnishings for the entire room, including tables, mirrors, curtains, and bath linens. For a person in hospice, it's an emotional time for the family, and we wanted to help make their stay as comfortable as possible, he said. For Gutierrez, the comfort of the patient and the family members is the goal of the facility. In each room, windows and French doors open to a patio that allow a patient to experience fresh air and the outdoors. The facility includes a 24-hour dining room, business room for families, and living room and common area. We are there for those in need, and we light the way with unwavering guidance and support, Gutierrez said. The renovation project was finished in the summer of 2021, and the 20-bed unit opened in the fall. Community support means the world to us at Lightways, said Gutierrez. Patient Room 10, now named after Lions in Illinois and LCIF, will serve hundreds of families throughout the community, where staff members will provide compassionate care with less pain and more joy. As fate would have it, a lion from Crest Hill, Illinois, was the first to occupy the room, Hanoitis said. We're proud to serve our community and our lions in every stage of life. The Lions clubs that supported the project include Bowling Brook, Braidwood, Chanabon, Crest Hill, Crete, Franksfort, Joliet Noon, Lamont, Lockport, Manuka, Mokena, Morris, New Lenox, Plainfield, and Shorewood in District 1BK, Illinois. Next, I want to take a few minutes to read an article from back in January of this year, January 2022, because it's timely and also it's a great reminder of Lions serving their communities and serving those around them. It's titled A World in Need, and it's about Campaign 100 LCIF. Dear fellow humanitarian, as we approach June 30th, the end of historic Campaign 100, I invite you to read and reflect on ways in which Lions Clubs International Foundation, also known as LCIF, our global foundation, has magnified your service, my service, and the service of Lions and Leos worldwide. As a community leader, you know the service of every member of our association, current and future, depends on ongoing financial support of LCIF. Thank you for embracing the notion that service means both doing and giving. Serving with our hands, embracing diversity, and giving to LCIF are what being Lions and Leos is about. I hope stories of service impact on these pages, made possible by generous support of and by LCIF in our campaign, inspire you to participate more fully and to encourage others to join you in supporting Campaign 100. As you know, abundant limited edition recognition awaits. Even more, I hope you will realize the importance of ongoing support of the foundation to ensure LCIF can continue empowering each of us to do more than would be possible without grant funding. Sincerely, Dr. Yung-Jul Choi, Chairperson of Lions Clubs International Foundation. Did you know 2.2 billion people have vision impairment or blindness? Nearly one-third of young teens worldwide have recently experienced bullying. Weather-related disasters have grown more than 50% over the last 40 years. Each day, 300 people die from measles. 1 in 11 people has diabetes. 300,000 children aged 0 to 19 are diagnosed with cancer each year. And approximately 1 in 9 people lacks enough food to be healthy and active. By 2025, half of the world's population will live in water-stressed areas. The world needs lions. And here are some great examples of those initiatives taken by teams and by clubs. We'll begin with preserving the precious gift of sight, delivering a brighter future to Paraguay. Not long ago, eye care was inaccessible and often unaffordable to many in Paraguay's rural Itapa community. In 2018, Lions began changing that, helping fund and bring to fruition Lions Clubs of Coronel Borogado Ophthalmology Clinic, also known as LCCBOC, with $62,700 in funding and LCIF grant funding. Lions equipped LCCBOC, making more extensive, permanent care accessible to close to home. Today, the clinic has modern equipment for diagnosing refractive errors, cataract, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and pediatric eye diseases. The new machines and technology are helping LCCBOC increase patient capacity 30% annually over 60 months to more than 3,400 consultations a year. Patients needing treatment beyond LCCBOC's capability are referred to a clinic in Ansusan, several hours away by car, with Lions funding transportation and care for those unable to pay. Clear vision for years to come. When a friend mentioned a clinic offering free vision screenings and affordable eyeglasses, 65-year-old Francois, who couldn't see clearly beyond 10 inches, hopped aboard his motorbike, traveling 29 miles to the clinic. For obvious reasons, the trip was treacherous, but Francois was desperate and knew the risks would be worth the reward. Bringing that life-changing clinic to fruition were LCIF and Lions in Burkina Faso, who used nearly $111,000 in LCIF Sight First grant funds to work with local partners to build optical clinics in areas of the country where eye care was unavailable or unaffordable. The project, which began in 2018, will screen vision for 124,000 people and distribute 26,400 pairs of eyeglasses, purchased for 5,000 CFA, just $10. "I can see everything perfectly," exclaimed Francois, whose trip home on his motorbike was a far safer journey. Ensuring a safe and healthy future for youth. Building better school environments and communities. In Merrick, New York, USA, students and teachers feel the positive effects of Lions Quest, LCIF's social and emotional learning curriculum. Launched district-wide, Lions Quest is helping students to develop confidence, self-esteem, and teamwork skills, while fostering a sense of community through ongoing fun, team-oriented lessons and discussions. Second graders at Chatterton School enjoyed a lesson that required them to work together toward a common goal and then discussed what worked and what did not. In addition to benefiting students, Lions Quest is also positively affecting the community. Students at Birch School raised close to $3,200 for childhood cancer research after participating in the program's service learning sessions. Helping struggling families cope with childhood cancer. Lyons recognized that families affected by childhood cancer bear the weight of long hours spending enduring treatment with feelings of helplessness and uncertainty about the future. With support from LCIF, compassionate and caring Lyons worldwide are helping ease the burden. In Utrecht, Netherlands, a $150,000 U.S. dollar childhood cancer grant from the foundation is helping Lyons upgrade 87 patient rooms at Princess Maxima Center for Pediatric Oncology. And is an anticipated 4,350 families will benefit annually from the rooms, which enable parents, siblings, and caregivers to stay with children undergoing treatment. A $32,000 U.S. dollar LCIF childhood cancer grant awarded to Lyons in Kerala, India, is delivering joy to children stricken with disease no youngster should ever have to bear. Grant funds are helping Lyons establish a children's library, a conference hall for youngsters, and a small theater to enhance the quality of life for more than 60 children each year at the Malabar Cancer Center. And we're going to have to cut that article a little bit short for the sake of time, but you can read the entire article at lionmagazine.org. And last but certainly not least, we're going to wrap it up today with club news for May of 2022. We'll begin in Indiana. In Indiana, the Speedway Lions Clubs repainted the town's 488 fire hydrants with a white and checkerboard pattern to help decorate the town and differentiate Speedway from the surrounding communities. A Speedway resident came up with the idea, and a local graphics company provided the creative design and the heat-shrink decals, some of the same decals used on race cars. Each fire hydrant was cleaned with a steel brush and painted twice before the decal could be applied. The Avon Grove Lions in Pennsylvania donated 11 hospital beds, as well as walkers, canes, crutches, and bedside commodes to the Project Cures Relief effort for Ukraine. The items came from the Lions Hospital Loaner Program, and which was set up to donate to help people in need. Project Cure collects medical equipment to send to countries overseas. The Mattawan Leo Club of Michigan was finally able to host their bingo night that had been postponed ever since 2020. The money raised will be split between three local families who have children with cancer. In New York, the Summers Lions Club Night at the Races fundraiser featured betting on 8 virtual races, raffles, and a silent auction, as well as buffet, bar, music, and dancing. Good things going on in the world of Lions. And sadly, we've run out of time for today's episode of Lion Magazine. Be sure to tune in next month. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. Lion Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And again, that number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for joining us today and listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.